After a heavy rain, we've all seen water the color of mud running into a ditch or gutter. Maybe it was water washing dirt from a construction site or eroding soil from a farm field. Now, a little silt is part of the natural process. It actually helps create wetlands. But too much dirt in the water damages wildlife habitat. It makes the water murky so light can't get to underwater plants. It also takes oxygen away so fish can't breathe as well. As the silt overload settles and becomes sediment, it can bury fish nesting areas. It mucks up creek bottoms. But some of the worst sediment damage happens when too much silt settles out in a wetland.
This is a huge problem, and it's one that's often overlooked.
Nancy Patterson is the head wetlands biologist with the Canadian Wildlife Service.
If you have high enough volumes of sediment, they can basically just fill in a wetland. As well, if you have not quite so much, then they can smother out the seeds that are in the mud so that they aren't able to germinate, so that you end up with less vegetation available within the wetland.
Patterson says the sediment infiltrating the wetlands is more damaging than you might think at first.
Wetlands in general are important for all kinds of reasons. Perhaps most widely recognized is for fish and wildlife habitat. I mean, this is basically where everything hangs out at one point or another in their life cycle. Fish, reptiles, amphibians, turtles, muskrat, beaver, plus a huge array of birds, from wading birds, ducks, herons, songbirds, you name it.
Conservation agencies have found not only does excessive sediment destroy habitat, but it can lead to more flooding. Wetlands act as nature's hydrological control. They moderate the extremes of water's ups and downs. Wetlands give floodwaters a place to go, and they release water during dry times. Nancy Patterson says sediment damaging wetlands is a particular problem in the Great Lakes region.
We talk about wetland loss and filling of the wetlands or, you know, dredging them for marinas and that sort of thing. But sedimentation is really a huge insidious problem in that the land use going on around the Great Lakes Basin in particular is so intensive. And the wetlands are basically at the bottom of the pipe of all of these streams that come into the Great Lakes. And they're getting hit hardest.
But cleaning up sediment in a wetland is not as easy as dredging a channel in a river or clearing a harbor. It's not done very often. Wendy Carney is with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Superfund program. She's been involved in a couple of wetlands cleanups. She says, first of all, there are equipment problems.
You have to think of this equipment. It's very large, heavy equipment. Trying to actually get it out there to actually remove the sediment. I mean, one of the things you have to think about is a wetland tends to be very mucky. Very soft type material. So trying to move heavy equipment out onto it and trying to remove stuff is very difficult.
So backhoes and bulldozers can sink or get stuck. Another problem is getting through the cattails, marshland grasses, and other plants to get down to the sediment.
Generally, when you try to do this, you have to come in and you have to sort of cut all that material down first. So you have to sort of remove sort of this dense root system that's sort of on the surface to sometimes get at the actual sediment you're trying to remove.
So basically, you have to tear the place up before you can actually fix it.
Right. You know, you have to kind of weigh the degree of the contamination, the cost that it's going to actually take to do that, and whether or not in the long run the overall benefit to the environment will actually, you know, increase as a result of your action.
Engineers have tried different methods, including trying to vacuum up the sediment, but nothing's really worked very well. So only wetlands badly contaminated with chemicals or heavy metals are cleaned up. Sites where sedimentation is the only problem are just lost. No one is really sure what to do. In the U.S., nationally, about 54% of the original wetlands have been lost. In places such as Wisconsin, more than 75% of the historical wetlands are gone. While conservation agencies work to prevent further loss due to development and agricultural erosion, almost nothing is being done to remove the sediment filling up wetlands. Until technology can catch up with the problem, little is expected to be done. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.